Well, I'll tell you what you do. You bring the first to God. Well, how do you bring the first to God? It's very simple. Lisa and I do this. It's all about the automatic withdrawal. Say it with me. Automatic withdrawal. I want every single person here, even if you don't fill it out, just act like you do. Okay? Just act like you do. Every single person, get one of these. At all of our campuses, Miami, you pick these up. Playing out, they're in the seat backs. Blue card, blue card, blue card. Now, if you don't have one of these cards, man, you're looking pretty foolish right now. I'll pick a card up because we got security cameras that are awesome that you can't see. And we'll put this on YouTube. You know why I love to talk about this? Because I do it. I've been doing this, man, for 29 years. I cannot thank God enough. Am I saying your life's going to be problem-free? No. But you know what leaders do, guys? Leaders look for a problem to solve, and that problem is usually a promotion to the land of more than enough. So, guys, you're the leaders here, man. It's time for you to step up. It's time for you to step up. Your woman wants you to lead. You want to be a spiritual leader? How can I be a spiritual leader, Ed? I just want to be a spiritual leader. I'm really wondering how to be a spiritual leader. Bring the tithe! Bring the tithe! Again, how in the world people show up here? Seriously, how do you guys show up and expect a blessing without this? Wasting your time and God's time. So we're not going to do it anymore. We're going to bring it. And God's causing breakthrough right now. All right, fill this out if you would. Bank information. Your bank name? Johnny Doe. Tony Romo. I don't know. $55 million? Who's paying for that? Go-Go Girls? What? 80% of the stadium is wasted? Who's paying for that? I'll never get invited to a Cowboys game now. You know what? Jerry Jones needs this. Somebody send it to him. All right. Routing number, so does Mark Cuban. Routing number? Because we need to pray for both of them. They lost his geese. Routing number? I would tell them that too. I love when I have my back turned because people leave then. That's all right. That's all right. Routing number and account number. It's getting hotter than fish grease up in here. Write that down. That's all right. We have a lot of churches of the Blessed Subtraction in the area. Go there. That's cool. They don't, you know, they don't really talk about this very much. But we'll get in your grill fellowship. I'm telling you, we will. Because God gets in our grill all the time. We will. We're a church that'll challenge you, man. We're comforted by Christ, but uncomfortable for Him. It's not always comfortable to bring the tithe. But I'm telling you, you do it, and you'll live in the land of more than enough. Withdrawal options weekly. For Lisa and I, it's twice monthly. Monthly, whatever. Write that down. Print your name. Sign it, email, etc. Now, Ed, I don't know my routing number. Ask your wife. Seriously, if you don't know it, some of you don't, just take it home and find the routing number out. And you can mail this into our business office or you can drop it in the plate next week. But don't delay. I'm in debt. Tithe. Man, it's just so difficult, these student loans. Tithe. Well, God's going to show up in so many crazy ways, you won't believe it. There's a couple here in the first service from Houston. I've not seen them in years and years and years and years and years and years. Lisa and I were married. I was in school, seminary. Lisa was teaching, making about 19 grand a year, 20 grand a year. And they helped us buy our first house in Houston. I don't think it's an accident that they showed up today. That's generosity. I'm telling you, man, when you begin to tithe, over and above your tithe is generosity. Well, I tithe to a nonprofit, it's not the church. I tithe to a Christian school, not the church. I tithe to a missionary organization, not the church. I tithe to this university, not the church. I tithe to this person who works in ministry. It's not the church. It's not the church. Fill that out. After you fill that out, everybody wave it. Everybody. Wow, most of you are. That's good. More than 20%. Awesome, man. Awesome. You're assured your first fruits will go to that house. Now, when we pass the offering plate, in a couple of moments, just drop this in the offering plate. If you want to think about it, fill it out, pray about it. It's really a dumb prayer. You don't have to pray about tithing. That's a dumb prayer. It's already been said. Don't pray about something that's already in the book. What am I saying? Pray about it. There's no use to pray about it. Just do it. If you want to do it, live under a curse. That's fine. I can give you a list of people. Oh, I've sat down and begged. Please. But you know what? God doesn't need your money. He didn't need my money. Your money. Oh, okay. No. He just wants us to live in the blessed place and to be the most effective people out there. And that's what he has for all of us. So, the math is pretty simple. Whatever you make, 10%. What do I do with the gross or the net? What do you want God to bless, gross or net? That's a good question. So, we do gross. It's for us. Again, I want as much blessing as possible in my life. And I'm not talking about just money. Hope you hear it. I'm blessed in ways money can't touch, too. Could not my marriage and my kids and opportunities and just be around, be a part of the greatest church in the world. You can't even put a price tag on that. Are you kidding me? I mean, yeah, God's taking care of us financially, but I mean, come on, man. It's more than that. Hope you know that. Wow. But some of you are going to be rich because of what the future is for here. And I'm not that smart. You're not either. God's just going to get it to you because he knows he'll get it through you to the greatest thing in the world, the church. So put these in the plate now. We're going to receive our offering. It is time for us to bring the offering. So I want to challenge you to do that.
How y'all doing? Welcome to my crib. Come on in. Let me show you around. Well, this picture right here is something that really means a lot to us. That's a picture that I did of Jesus several years ago. We had like 8 Easter services, and I did this thing called self-portrait where I actually painted while I was talking, and the congregation didn't know that I was actually painting a picture of Jesus. I did keep one original, so we have it up in our den, and we really like this. And this room right here is a great family room for us, and we spend a lot of time here, you know, with 4 kids and people coming over all the time. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, let's check in our armoire because it will not actually close. Oh, look what's on my favorite show, Creative Connection. All right. This armoire is pretty funny because you can see the doors won't close. Well, a while back, lightning struck our house and blew out all of our televisions. So Lisa and I went and got another television, and we were told it was the same size as the one that we previously had in here, but obviously it's not. So we're going to have to cut probably a hole in the back and fit this television in here. But, you know, even though I'm a handyman, I haven't gotten around to it. Over here are some paintings that I wanted to show you. You know, we love pictures and paintings. We have them all over our house, and that's one of my favorite things to do is look at paintings and pictures. My mother is an incredible artist, and now that we're all gone, she has time to paint. So these are pictures she painted of our children, and she did just a great job. This is the kitchen right here, and this is where it happens. You know, Lisa is a great cook, and several years ago we decided to redo and remodel our kitchen, and we got a monster refrigerator because the monster family needs a monster refrigerator. Let's see what's in here. Oh boy, you got some healthy stuff in there. Yeah, of course you got the eggs. We do a lot of egg whites. Of course, got the grapes, vegetables. That's it. Don't look at that Hershey's. No. Don't look at that chocolate syrup now. Yeah, this is really neat too about the kitchen. This is the backsplash that Lisa and her friends did by themselves. They actually went out and collected all these rocks and found all these crosses, and they just put them up, and I think it looks phenomenal. People ask us all the time, who did your backsplash? Well, Lisa and her friends did it, and you can hire them very, very cheap. This right here is our dining room, and you know, a lot of people have dining rooms, but they don't really dine in the room. Well, we use it because Lisa cooks so much, and we have so many people over. We love to entertain and all that. And here's a picture of Lisa when we got married almost 22 years ago. Someone did that of her. And the thing I love about that is, see that necklace right there? I gave that necklace to her when I was like 16. Can you believe that? This is our bedroom. This is our bed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love this right here. Lisa got this. A fisherman lives here with the catch of his life. Now, that is the truth. I'm married way, way over my head. Anyway, let me show you around here. You know, when it comes to technology, we have the best money can buy right here. This right here is an amazing CD player. Well, this right here is my closet. It's a little bit messy, but here it is. Let me think of what I can show you here. Oh, these are my favorite. Here's some of my shoes. You remember these shoes? Some of you have been to Fellowship Church for a while. I ordered these off the internet. These are green shoes. They're hideous. I didn't realize they were this green. I've only worn them a couple of times because people made fun of me. But I have them there. All this stuff right here, that'd be like my fishing clothes whenever I'm going fishing. Look at this. Look at this. Here's my jersey at Florida State. Florida State number 12, Young. It's like in mint condition because I hardly played. Now let's go up here and check out the study in the bird's nest. Don't ask me how many times I've fallen down those steps. Multiple times. This furniture right here, we got this up here ourselves. And this furniture means a lot to me because this is furniture that I grew up on. This furniture is like, wow, 35 years old, and my parents gave it to us when we were first married. Two decades ago. So Lisa and I'll say it again, we lifted this deal through this hole right here. You should have seen us and brought it up. I think that's pretty incredible. You got the computer. Here's some pictures up. Dude, these are pretty cool pictures because we played this basketball game years ago against the Cowboys when they had Michael Irvin and all that, and they were supposed to be these great basketball players and basketball team, and Troy Aikman, who has gone to Fellowship Church for a long, long time, played for our church, and we smoked, and we beat the Cowboys. We beat them when they were Super Bowl champions. Bad Fellowship Church, that right, smoked the Cowboys, and those guys couldn't believe it. I still can't believe that we got the furniture up here. This is our nativity scene, and you can tell the focus is all about the crib, because when you think about Christmas, it's about the crib, the crucial relationship initiated by the Savior. And that's why we're doing like 11 Christmas services, because of the crib. You know what? Man, I've got to study. I've got to prepare a message for these services. So it's time for you guys to get out.